Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to dive into. Absolutely, we're talking about the Claude Opus 4.6 thumbnail hack, and it's pretty revolutionary for content creators. Right? So let's start with what this hack is all about. Essentially, it's a method for generating eye-catching thumbnails using AI. Oh, wow. So it's not just about slapping some random image together? Exactly. A lot of people jump straight to an image generator, like man fixing car looking frustrated YouTube thumbnail style, and then they get these generic results. You mean the weird six-fingered mechanic holding a pretzel? Yes. But here's the kicker. Claude. Opus 4.6 isn't just an image tool. It's smarter. You use it to create a visual metaphor rather than a literal description. So that's the secret sauce, huh? Yup. It's about telling a story, if you ask. Claude, to describe a high-contrast scene for your thumbnail, the quality skyrockets. I love that. And you mentioned a stat that AI-optimized thumbnails can boost click-through rates by 20%. Yes, that's a big deal in the YouTube world. A small bump in CTR can mean the difference between a video dying at 100 views and one that takes off. That's like going from zero to hero. So how do creators actually use this 60-second workflow? Great question. The idea is to go from I have an idea to I have a PNG in under a minute. It's super streamlined. All right, walk me through that. First, open Claude, Opus 4.6, then paste in your video title or script. After that, you run a specific prompt to generate a thumbnail scene metaphor. Okay, so something like generate YouTube thumbnail scene metaphor for topic, widescreen 1280 by 720, brand mascot centered, lively colors, text overlay. Exactly. And then you copy the best description and paste it into your image generator like Midjourney or any other tool you like. Wow, that does sound simple. But how do you avoid those deformed mascots that everyone fears? Ah, yes, the dreaded deformed mascot. The key is spending a bit of time teaching. Claude your brand style. Upload a few of your best thumbnails and ask it to analyze them. So you're basically training it to understand your vibe? Exactly. Once it gets it, you can expect 80 to 90% brand consistency. That sounds like a worthwhile investment up front. For sure. And don't forget about the specs. YouTube wants a 1280 by 720 aspect ratio. If you generate a square image and stretch it, viewers will notice. Yeah, that would definitely hurt the aesthetics. And here's another interesting point. Once you refine your prompting style, the consistency of the results improves significantly. So it's like building a relationship with the AI? Kind of. Claude learns what you like and gets better over time. In fact, recent data shows that users report higher satisfaction rates with their thumbnails using Claude. That's awesome. But let's talk results. Is this method actually paying off for people? Absolutely. Creators using Claude report a 2.3x return on investment within just 4 weeks. One creator, Laura Roder, even produced a week's worth of content in a single day. That's incredible. And her CTR went from 3.2% to 3.8%. Yes, those numbers compound over time too. So it sounds like not only does it save time, but it also saves mental energy. Right. Instead of stressing for 45 minutes over a thumbnail, you can generate several options in just a minute. That's a game changer. What about future strategies? Anything we should keep an eye on for 2026? Definitely. One trend is what's called agentic AI, where the AI not only generates prompts, but connects various tools for you. So it's almost like having a virtual assistant? Exactly. Imagine Claude generating a description, passing it to Midjourney, and then routing the output to your editing software. It's seamless. Jordan, that sounds like a dream. And I love the idea of negative prompting to specify what should not be in the image. Yes, that helps keep everything on track. And asking Claude for a confidence score for each thumbnail idea is also a clever way to gauge its potential. This is gold. So, to wrap it up, if anyone's struggling with low CTR or feeling burned out from design, they should definitely try out the Claude Opus 4.6 workflow. Absolutely. It's practical, it saves cash, and who doesn't want to see what hilarious ideas Claude might come up with? Like a mechanic surfing on a wave of motor oil. Exactly. So, that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.